This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pew Research Center reported the share of Democrats expressing a positive view of the primary process has declined 22% from 52% in February 2008. Republicans' views are a little different than in 2000 or 2008. A bill in Congress required disclosure of presidential candidate tax returns. A halal food court in front of LaGuardia Community College in Queens, New York, run by three immigrants originally from Egypt, donated $30,000 to the school, or 6,000 sandwiches worth. European Union regulators are pressuring Netflix to provide more local content in local languages in Europe rather than just subtitles. Citigroup is fined almost $500 million by the Commodity Trading Commission for manipulating interest rates, but escaped, once again, any criminal charges. Cuba is moving to legalize thousands of small businesses that have sprung up in recent years. Investigating three recent hack attacks on banks, researchers working for the digital security firm Symantec said the thieves deployed a rare piece of code that had been seen in only two previous cases, the hacking attack at Sony Pictures in December 2014 and attacks on banks and media companies in South Korea in 2013. Government officials in the U.S. and South Korea have blamed those attacks on North Korea, though they have not provided independent verification. They say this appears to be the first known case of a nation using digital attacks for financial gain. Federal Appeals Court rejected a ruling that upheld mandatory arbitration as a violation of federal labor law. The French government raided McDonald's in that country over the question of proper payment of taxes. With a few more delegates he picked up in North Dakota coming on board, Donald Trump gained enough delegates to be the official nominee of the Republican Party. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez announced that Verizon and its unions, CWA and IBEW, have reached a tentative agreement to settle a strike by 40,000 workers after 6 weeks and are writing the final language to bring the settlement to a ratification vote. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.